So he had this four-measure intro where the guitar's playing that. We'll have four measures of that. Then we'll come in at the fifth measure with this. Now, this is my top string open E. And notice I'm not letting it last too long. About one beat, and then I dampen it on the second beat. And then on the upbeat of the second beat, I'm going to play the second string open, which is a D, followed by its second fret, which is an E. And I'm going to use finger one for that. And then right after this, we'll have... Now, this is the top string open again. And then you're hearing a hammer-on, the third string open to second fret. And then I'll do the same thing on the second string, open to second fret. So far we have this. Now let's work on the timing to make sure we have that correctly. Counting wise, this is one, two, and three, and a four, and a. So that E right there, top string open right before the hammer-ons, is real short, and from there it goes directly into those hammer-ons. So here it is again. One, two, and three, and a four, and a. Now let's talk about the fingering and the picking hand. It works to use the index finger for that low E, then the second finger, your middle finger for the that second string where I play to open, and then second fret. Then I use my index finger for the top string again for that real quick E. Then I go right away into the hammer-on using the middle finger. Now what's nice about this is that when I hit that third string, it automatically dampens and kills that top string I just hit with my index. So I don't have to do anything extra to kill that top string. Then I can use that same middle finger for the hammer-on on the second string. So this is the lick that we use against the E chords throughout the song. So we have four of these during the intro. From here we go into a verse. Let's see what we do there.